Good morning, this is David Warnock for Baltimore's Future. I'm here with Andy Frank, Special Advisor to the President of Johns Hopkins University. Let's talk for a minute about the Homewood Initiative, because I think it's got transformative potential for our city. Can you talk a little bit about the partnerships, the community partnerships that are working together on the Homewood Initiative, because it's worthy of note.
Yeah, so let me talk about the initiative. The Homewood Community Initiative really grew out of a greater realization that the strength and well-being of the university is tied to the strength and well-being of the community. It's not a radical idea, but we know from interviews with students and other data that the off-campus experience is important. The perception of off-campus is important to students who are admitted to Hopkins and whether or not they choose to come to Hopkins. So when we talk to the community about this, it is a combination of what is in the interest of the university, but it's where our interests overlap with the community interest, and it's shared interest, basically. And the community understood that, and we were upfront about that in the beginning, and I think it was sort of disarming when we said from the beginning, you know what, we're doing this in part because it's in our self-interest, as opposed to being accused of doing it in our self-interest. So we found where our interests overlap with the communities, and that's safer streets, better retail, better schools, affordable housing, the ability to walk to work. So those are the areas of overlap. And when we went to our board of trustees with the proposal to create this initiative, their very good advice to us was find strong partners. Don't do any direct service. We couldn't do that anyway. So we have an embarrassment of riches around the Homewood campus. We have Central Baltimore Partnership, Greater Homewood, Healthy Neighborhoods, Station North Arts and Entertainment District, the Charles Village Benefits District, Waverly Main Street. And so we are working with them. They've been doing this a lot longer than we have. They have the relationships within the community, so we're providing the support and financial resources in some cases and really relying on them to implement these 29 recommendations that came out of the Homewood Community Partners report.
If you could imagine what the corridor between Hopkins and Station North is going to look like in 5 or 10 years, give us a picture.
Well, for one thing, we're starting with trying to strengthen the two nodes. So we've got the Homewood campus, which is very strong, and we've got the great neighborhood of Charles Village around us. But we've also made a decision, and I credit the dean of our arts and sciences, Catherine Newman, to locate some of our programs down in Station North. I don't think we could talk about strengthening that spine unless we had some sort of activity down there. So MICA and Hopkins have a joint undergraduate film program, and they're going to be leasing space in 10 East North, which is also the old Center Theater, and then we're going to also take space in the Parkway. So now that we have an established campus down there, albeit small but maybe growing over time, we can think about populating the Charles Street Corridor both with more housing but potentially with new restaurants, pop-up restaurants, BYOB restaurants. You know, we don't know yet whether or not it could become 36th Street in Hamden. We've talked to restaurateurs around the city, and I think one strategy is, and we've got part of our approach to the Homewood Community Partners Initiative is to provide some financial support, some gap financing, and maybe the combination of having those two nodes strengthened with some gap financing and some interest among restaurateurs, we can begin to see more life along that corridor.
But the fact of the matter, there'll be students going up and down that corridor from classes that are down towards Station North, right, taking classes up at the Homewood campus.
Right. If you think about it, actually, the corridor, Station North is basically equidistant between our Peabody campus and the Homewood campus. So now we're really talking about Peabody to Station North to Homewood and the activity that goes back and forth with the students and faculty and visitors that are coming and going.
To listen to more of this interview, go to www.wypr.org.